Hello, good evening. Hello, my name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you
How long will it take?
Just a few minutes. It's rather short. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
We can then proceed in that case. Thank you so much. And now just let me ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely to vote? Are you somewhat likely to vote? Are you not very likely to vote? Are you not
definitely
at all likely to vote?
Definitely, I'm voting for Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. If your opinion is important, and what is your age, please, between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you so very much, ma'am. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you so much. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about the proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will...
No comment.
Okay, let me just complete the ballot. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I haven't thought about it enough. I'm undecided at this point.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Since valid language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I really don't know. Probably not.
Probably vote no against. Okay, thank
right,
you.
Yeah.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Probably no or definitely no against?
Definitely no. How many more are there?
We're moving forward, ma'am, at 14%. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per day, which
That's
would cost
money.
The average... Okay, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. And there's just two more. I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan entrance.
I'm going to say oppose.
You oppose.
Are you
okay.
Almost done?
Almost done, ma'am. Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Protecting water quality and water supply, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development, making housing more affordable, improving public education in local schools, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, or holding the line on poverty taxes and reducing government spending. You can select one.
Can only have one?
At this point, yes.
All of them.
Okay. The one that you think the Grand Traverse County should focus most on to help you and your family.
Traffic.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Let's go ahead and record your answer in that case. So you said in that case, traffic. Let me see. Reducing traffic and congestion. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Let's indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Hello?